Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Wasn't there the story months ago that Paris was like hooking up with Nikki's ex-fiance and stuff like that?
They were out together.
Ex-husband?
Yeah, they were out together in Vegas. So they had been bar hopping and partying. Then this was like a month after Nikki and him had annulled their marriage.
So I think if you dig deeper into that relationship, you're probably going to find a lot of competition between the two of those guys. Mm-hmm. And there's a story coming out this morning that says that Maui General Store just announced that it entered into an agreement with Retail Holdings to open up a line of upscale retail stores featuring both Paris and Nikki Hilton. But Paris is thinking that it would sell better if her name was on it alone and not Nikki's at all.
Oh.
So she's making a play for it just to be like Paris Hilton Inc. Oh. And she'll sell all of her stuff and Nikki would do her stuff separately because she thinks it devalues her name by having her sister aligned with her.
Well, you know, Paris just opened her first nightclub. I mean, it's called Club Paris,
mm-hmm.
and it's in Orlando, Florida, and so that one just opened on New Year's Eve, and she's opening a string of them around the country, New York, Vegas, L.A., and I think actually there's going to be one in Paris, and so she's probably got this whole ego stroke going right now because she's got one chain of businesses with her name on it that's doing very well, so I'm thinking that she probably wants to do that in the fashion industry, but the other part of this is that Nikki's the fashion one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nikki's the one that's been designing handbags. She's been the one who's been working in fashion pretty heavily this, you know, entire time in her, you know, teenage to, you know, to adult woman life. So,
and the truth is, if they both got together, they'd probably have a better product, but then you get egos in the way.
Right.
Because Paris certainly has the bigger-than-life attitude, and Nikki has the talent. So if you put them two together, they'd probably make a great team. But because of this sister competition going on and sister rivalry, just can't happen.
I mean, rich or poor, doesn't matter. They're just showing that sisters, there's just this ingrained something between sisters, you know? I mean, my situation's a little unique, so I don't have the day in, day out, in school kind of rivalry with my sister because I was the pleasant surprise for my parents. So my sister is 10 years older than me. So the only, you know, and we're not at each other's throats like rival. Well, I guess we are sometimes, but because I think my brother's listening, he goes, yeah, you are. You're at each other's throats all the time. But I think the only time that I could see where there was a competition that was just like you could not help but notice. Again, my sister's 10 years older than me. And so she had gone to school but didn't finish her degree, went on. She got married and then she got divorced and then she was doing her career path and that kind of thing. So I was coming through school. I was about to graduate at Tennessee. And a semester, I mean, all of a sudden my sister went back to school while I was in college. And the semester before I graduated from college, she got her bachelor's degree, okay? I mean, big celebration for my sister. Everything's great. I graduate a semester later with very little fanfare. So, you know, so there was that big noticeable, like, wait a second. After all this time, Is it just the timing that, you know, because she, of course, never says that it has anything to do with the fact that I was graduating. It was just, you know, it just was coincidental.
She didn't want her kid's sister to get a degree before she had.
Exactly. And so, and again, there was a lot more celebration for her graduation than there was for mine.
I wonder if there's anybody listening right now that you know you're in like an unsaid competition with your sister even right now.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unsaid, but you guys know you're jockeying. 404-741-1005.
I'm kind of in the same situation as Melissa. Like, my sister and I are so different, so we haven't competed on a lot of different levels, but I know the one thing that bothers me more than anything else is her getting engaged before I do. Because she's 6 years younger than me, or 5.5 years younger than me, and just the fact that she could possibly get married and get engaged and have the big, huge hoopla of a wedding and, you know, kind of steal that thunder from me, because I'm the big sister. Like, I'm the older one.
Right.
And by her getting married before me, it kind of makes me feel like an old maid, you know? Like, I'm kind of like, like, you know, old news, and my parents have already gone through the big, huge, exciting event, and she was the princess, and then, you know, several years later, her older sister gets it.
So it's not even that she's engaged yet, just the thought of her getting engaged before you kind of drives you crazy. So there's almost like this race to the altar.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, like, she had a boyfriend or whatever. She has a boyfriend, and he had put, you know, several, like, a year ago or whatever, they were talking about, like, looking at rings and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, we haven't even gone that far, you know? And they had just started dating, and I'm like, I put in 3 years with this guy, and I'm not even that far. Like, no, that's not fair.
Is she in a serious relationship? Mm-hmm. So this is quite a possibility.
So it could
right.
happen. This is crazy. Oh, boy, Scott. Oh, I would hate to be Scott. The day we find out that her younger sister got engaged first,
yeah, that
to
would be hard.
Scott that day.
That would be hard.
And I think the theme is, like, parents are great, parents are loving, but one mistake that parents always make is when one child, especially same gender, does something, they don't give the same type of motivation to the second one that comes along with the same accomplishment.
My brother, there's all these pictures of my brother when he was a baby, and there's all those, you know, baby pictures of the first child, and the second one comes along, and there's none. And that's what's going to happen to me, is there's going to be this big, huge wedding and photo albums everywhere, and then for me, there'll be nothing.
Hey, Rachel.
Enjoy that.
Hey, guys.
What's that city in Tennessee people go to get married?
Gatlinburg?
Yeah. Gatlinburg?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Have a good time in Gatlinburg.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I have the worst sister rivalry in the world.
Really?
There is 13 years difference between my sister and I, and they had her when they were really young, and they were further along in life when they had me, and they were able to give me more than they were to her. So there's just a constant rivalry there. And the fact that I've gone on to college now, and, you know, she barely finished high school. She tried to run to college and get enrolled before I did, and unfortunately I beat her to it, and it's been a constant rivalry between the two of us as far as school and stuff goes as well.
And I go back, you know what, and maybe this is different for you because, you know, same age difference, that all three of us have an age difference between our sisters and us. But I think I bring back to the parents, because the thing is, like, I was proud that my sister graduated from college. I mean, I know that she worked so hard to get that. I just felt, when I felt robbed was when I came through and finished my degree and got nothing. Like, you know, and that is not my sister's fault. That's the family's fault, you know, like, they were so close together. Mm-hmm. So I don't think my sister was attempting to rob me of anything, but I do think that her motivation was the fact she didn't want her baby sister to graduate before. But the family contributes to all this.
Hey, Patricia, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to tell you, like, I'm the younger sister, and when I got engaged, my sister, like, when I was 3 months engaged and I had a 6-month engagement, she went and eloped and got married. while I was engaged, and I was like, okay, no one expected it, no one knew it was coming. It was just, I totally feel, I'm 4 years younger than her, that she really needed to get that done before I did.
Was she trying to steal your thunder, you think?
Yeah, definitely. I was like, okay, you went and got engaged to this guy, and he was like 21, she was 28, you know, and the marriage lasted, I think it was just about over when I was getting married. So it was, like, really interesting, the whole thing.
So you think that she did it, like, purposely just to steal your thunder?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
That's so sad. Yeah. That is so sad.
That's funny.
I don't have the same thing, because I just have a brother, and I think it's so different when you have two different sexes. I think it's when it's the same sex, there's a much more bigger competition.
I have, obviously, my parents are divorced, so I have several sisters. Now, the other one I was talking about is my mom's daughter. I feel it worse, I think, with my dad's daughter. Like, he only has one other daughter, and she's 14, 15 years old now. And she's my little sister, and I adore her, but it's just, every time my dad calls up and says, oh, Lisa did this, or Lisa's so great at this, or Lisa, you know, is, you know, I don't know, like she's into sports and stuff like that, and he's so proud of that, I cringe every time he calls because I'm like, well, you used to be proud of me, and I always got good grades, and I, yeah, so I didn't do sports, but I was always good in theater, and what about all that? Like, I cringe every time he talks about how proud he is of her, because I'm like, what about me?
But Tracy, she's 14.
I know.
You know what the saddest thing
is? It doesn't matter?
Well, the thing is, you have parents, you really have to be careful when you have more than one child, especially two of the same, whether it's two boys or two girls, because your relationship with that parent is going to be threatened. Like him telling Tracy about it, I know his intention is not bad, but it threatens their relationship.
And you're always daddy's, like there's no other daddy's little girl, you know, like you have it all to yourself, but it's just when you've been daddy's little girl your whole life and then all of a sudden there's somebody else that's daddy's little girl. That hurts.
Or like your older sister was daddy's little girl and you never reached that stage, as in my case.
Let's take it from mom's perspective. Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi.
I have two little girls and I do the same thing. Whenever my oldest one, like when she scored her first goal, it was this big thing in soccer. And now the youngest one, when she did it, it was like, yay. And it goes to homework. It goes to everything. It's the excitement, I guess, to be done it.
So. It's got to be so hard because that first one, everything is so unique. You've never had the experience before. Now, of course, with the second one, you've never had the experience before with the second one, but you've sort of lived through it. So it makes sense that it would only be natural that you're not naturally more excited.
Can I tell you from that younger daughter's perspective what her issue in life will be? Is I know from my perspective, I never felt good enough. Like, I, even as an adult, that is the underlying in the back of my mind idea that comes into place, is that I'm not good enough because I did not get the fanfare that my other siblings got. Now, my brother, he and I are very close, and he's the only boy. So being the only boy, especially in a Southern family, also brings a lot of fanfare. So I get left out a lot. And so I just think, you know, you have to as a parent, that's your job, man. You got to step it up for that second child too and that third child. That's your job, because if you don't, they pay for it the rest of their life.
Oh, I agree. It's just so hard.
Yeah.
Your daughter is on the fast track to become a lesbian with a bad kidney.
And it's all mom and dad's fault.
Good morning, Katie. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I totally agree with Melissa about that. I'm the younger of the two. And, like, completely bizarre things. Like, my sister is 2 years older than me, and she graduated from high school, obviously, guess what, 2 years earlier than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, a summer picnic thing at my grandparents', and they're introducing her around. It's like, oh, look, it's Karen, the smart one. She just graduated from high school. They literally introduced her as the smart one. Okay. And then, you know, when she turned 16, she gets a brand new car, blah, blah, blah,
yes.
Right off the bat. And then when I, you know, I'm in college and everything, by the time I get one, and it's like this used Escort, like 10 years old thing. And then when we graduate from college, she has like this half carat, you know, diamond, you know, pendant. And I get this genuine simulated Diamel chip thing. And I'm just like, you know, it's a continuous, you know, what, am I just not good enough? Am I, you know, was I, you know, some kind of disappointment or something? But
the question is it really a sibling rivalry, or is it the parents that are making it the competition between the two? Hey, Wendy.
Hey.
Hi.
It's the parents. I'm one of six kids. I'm next to oldest. I have two baby sisters.
Mm-hmm.
One is 10 years behind me and one's 8 years behind me. And one's a half and one's a step. And there is absolutely no competition between us. However, there's competition between the parents. My stepsister's mother has to be the best parent. So we've had problems with her. Oh, my gosh. Christmas at their house is just absolutely amazing. I wish I was her daughter just for that. Christmas presents are just, oh, my gosh, so expensive. She puts herself in debt every year with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my sister, though, my half-sister, my stepmother, I mean, she loves me terribly, but I'm not her daughter. And so that's where any competition would come in. It's a constant competition to get on her radar screen just so that she could say, oh, hey, look, I do have another daughter. She might be a step, but, you know, this is still my other daughter.
I've told friends this. My career path was based on the whole not getting the attention, not feeling good enough. The fact that I'm on the radio today has everything to do with the way that I felt growing up about not being good enough. I need to do something bigger and more exciting in order just to get the same amount of attention, you know, and make up for whatever. Right. So my whole life felt like I was making up for not being good enough because I wasn't, you know, Melanie or Michael. And so, I mean, and it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. As an adult, it is totally ridiculous. And I'm not saying my father and mother were evil people, but that's a result of parents not being able to act for their, you know, subsequent children.
Did your mom give either your sister or brother a generic Christmas present this year, or just you?
No, just me. Okay. Yeah, she sure did. That's right. That only happens. She would never have done that to the other children. And yeah, Melanie, she got a yellow Mustang when she was 16, brand new, with really cool, you know, custom stuff on it. And I actually shared a car with Millie Pete when I was in high school.
Oh, dude, those scars never go away. No. They never go away.
Dude, wood paneling's coming back.
Huh?
Wood paneling's coming back. Sure, you're a badass in that car.
Yeah. Get the station wagon with the seat facing backwards.
Didn't, yeah.
It's all yours. The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, let's recap quickly yesterday. We got into talking about family interventions when a woman named Sarah gave us a call and told us she was on the brink of doing one of these herself. Hey, wow. Hey, Sarah, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
I'm actually working up the courage for my own intervention. And this is actually with my mom's fiancé. This will be, if it goes through, my mother's 4th marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my mother, honestly, but it's a pattern with my mom. My mom uses men. And
you're doing the intervention, you're intervening with your mom, or you're intervening with the man your mom wants to marry?
The man my mom wants to marry.
Are you going to tell him to leave or not marry her?
I'm going to, he's a great guy. He's a sweetheart, will cheat on him.
Oh.
She did it to my dad. She did it to my stepdad. She has a view of men that it's like, you know, if she feels that marriage is something that's not natural, and that if she starts to get unhappy, she just goes out of the marriage.
Well, if she thinks that marriage isn't natural, why is she getting married?
Because she likes to have somebody around.
Go ahead, Nikki. You're on the Burt Show.
I'd like to commend her for deciding to take a stance on what is right and what is wrong. I think that she's doing the right thing. I think it takes a lot of guts.
Hey, Sarah, here's what I want to do with you, Sarah. I want to get your phone number, and I want you to give us a call back right before you're about to do this intervention thing, and then we'll talk to you after it also.
Okay, that sounds good.
Now, when we left the show yesterday, it was going to be months before she had that intervention. Then I got an instant message from Tracy saying that, you know what? She can get in touch with her brother. She was going to do it last night.
And we felt, I mean, I mentioned how it was probably better for her to do it last night because the mother and the fiance were going to get married in about 2 months. So the longer she waited, the closer to the wedding date she was going to get.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Sure.
So, I'm guessing that you got in touch with your brother sometime yesterday and you decided to pull the trigger on this thing.
Yes.
Okay, you want to take it from there?
Sure. Called my brother, he agreed to do it, and he agreed to bring his wife. So the three of us went to my mom's fiance's, and we started telling him this, and he felt very uncomfortable. You know, because my mom wasn't there, so he said, I really want your mother to be here for this, so he called my mother.
Okay, let's stop there for just a second. That's a good place to stop.
Okay.
All right, just give us some details on some of the things that you were telling the fiancé. Like, where did you come from? What were some of the points that you brought up this is not a woman you want to marry?
Well, you know what, we were really positive at first, you know, because we thought that would be a good method, you know, to start. Like, you know, we told him how much we loved him. We said how much we loved my mom and how we loved both of them together, but we didn't think that them getting married was the right decision. And this is why, you know, that my mother, she deals with marriage in a very strange way. She probably should have never gotten married, but she did, and this is what she did in each of her marriages. That's how we approached it. So it wasn't like we really just railed on my mother.
You were just kind of establishing a pattern that she had in other relationships, and one of, like, I mean, the tone of this is more of protection than anything
protection,
else.
Protection, exactly. And, you know, the angle we went into it was like, you know, we love you and we love her, but it wasn't like, oh my God, my mom is such a slut, and, you know.
Even though that's what you really think.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I want to know, even before that, like, before you even started talking to him about all this stuff, when you guys show up, the three of you, and knock on his door, what's his reaction to that in the first place?
No, I called him.
You said you guys were coming over.
Yeah.
And what'd you tell him you were coming over for? Wouldn't that be weird?
We wanted to say hi, we wanted to talk. He didn't think anything of it.
Well, I would think he's about to marry their mother, so I don't know if that's weird. I mean, you said you already have a relationship with him, right?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, I'll go to his place for dinner and vice versa. I mean, we're very close. That's the whole point of this. I mean, if I didn't really care for him that much, I'd be like, oh, fine, you know? Your loss, you know, your mistake.
Okay, so the three of you go over there. He's getting uncomfortable because you're starting to lay all this on him, and he says, look, this doesn't seem fair to me. Let's call your mother, and that's what you do.
Right.
Okay. Let's go ahead into chapter two.
Round two. Ding, ding.
So my mom comes, and, you know, immediately my mom felt threatened. She couldn't believe that we were there. She couldn't believe what we were talking about. And my mom likes wine, okay? So she started popping the wine. She started downing a few glasses. So she started getting a little drunk and a little angry. And I just said, look, and, you know, my brother said it too, look, this is your history. We're just trying to help you. We are trying to help him. And my brother got a little mad at my mom for getting kind of drunk. You know, she gets mean when she drinks. And she kind of berated him a bit, so he lashed out at her. And my brother's wife got mad at him because of the way he was speaking to her. So she storms out, okay? So his wife leaves, right? And then my brother and I are trying to deal with that, and my mom is still really upset. So then I ended up getting mad at my brother because of the way he was talking to his wife. So then he leaves. He's like, I'm done with this. And then he leaves, okay? So I'm left there.
Well, can I make a few comments real quick? My only concern, and this was my same concern yesterday, is the fact that you just sound like you're such the victim. Well, mom then she, for some reason, seemed, you know, threatened. And then she started drinking wine and she got drunk and she got mad, you know. And it just seems to me that, I mean, you have to understand, I mean, she's walking into her entire family who is against her at this point, and only her fiancé is the one standing up for her. So, you know, you're getting, I mean, to me, the brother's wife is the one that seemed to have some sense in that because she didn't think what was going on was right.
Well, it gets better.
Okay.
Or worse.
Right.
Worse. Okay, so my brother, I told you my brother left, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then my mom and I, now at this point, she's just like, you know, she's drank like a whole bottle of wine. It's like, it's not pretty. We're kind of going at it. And then past situations start coming up. And I, just telling her now how she never supported me and blah. It started to get into many other issues.
Mm-hmm. Bringing the whole basket of stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our whole lives, like, and I got, I just said about how I've never forgiven her for cheating on my father. And it was bad. And my mom's fiance kicks me out.
Oh, really?
What a mess. What a mess.
For talking to her like that. So the only people speaking are my mom and her fiance.
You got to kind of look at this just for a second from her angle here. I mean, imagine the betrayal she must have felt when she walked in there and her children are talking this way about her. I mean, the sense of betrayal in that case must have been overwhelming to her.
I guess so, but, you know, honestly, first of all, I'm so numb right now. I mean, I went through, like, I was furious, and then I started crying, and now I'm just really numb. It's just like, I mean, this man's going to marry my slutty mother, and,
oh, you know, there's not... Sarah.
You say, oh, but you didn't live a life that we lived. You have no idea.
And that's true. That's true. I just, you know, one thing is, I think, though, you might have gotten down to the first point of your... looking down upon your mother when you said that you never forgave her. I mean, I know it took an ugly situation for you to finally get that out, but I'm just wondering, is this whole time just because of the betrayal on your father? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's more than that. It's just the way I don't want to get into all the details of the specifics of my mother not really being a mother, but that's the crux of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not everybody's meant to be a parent, and my mom certainly wasn't meant to be a parent and wasn't meant to be married. And I just feel bad. She's going to ruin another man's life, but I guess so be it, right? We tried.
All right, Sarah, hold on here. A lot of calls are coming in, and I know you're kind of in a vulnerable state, but I hope you didn't come here for a lot of comfort, because I don't think you're going to get it this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits, Q100.
Hi. I'm sorry. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
28.
Okay, so you're an adult now, and you have your own relationships going on, and she's an adult. You need to let her have her own life. Who are you to decide whether or not she should be married, ever?
I think that Melissa, I'm no psychologist, but I wonder if Melissa doesn't bring up a fantastic point that while there are a whole
history.
Bunch of... the history here is the hurt of you from your childhood. I wonder if this wasn't you just kind of lashing back because your mom had the affairs on your dad.
Well, you know, my brother was right there with me. It's the way it's a pattern she has of cheating on men. And she's already cheated on him. You know, for me to sit back and not do anything to a man I care about and watch, it would be like can you imagine if you had a daughter or a son and you knew they were making a huge mistake? Wouldn't you confront them?
Well, I would go directly to my son or my daughter. I wouldn't go to the fiance.
Well... Did the affair that she has already had on him, did that come out last night? Did you throw
what?
You said your mom already has had an affair on her fiance.
Yes, it came out last. Oh, no, that didn't.
That did not come out.
No.
Okay.
That's good, at least.
Yeah, at least you got that going for you. Good morning, Andy. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits, Q100.
Yeah, I totally feel like what she did was to try to protect him, but the problem was that you and the brother and the sister-in-law got off topic. You exposed years and years of historical feeling, and it turned into a lashing between your mom and kids versus what you were there to do, which was to protect the fiancé. So I think that maybe you should have the conversation with your mom offhand and, you know, resolve what you guys have, because it sounds like it's just a lot of betrayal. And then maybe you can try to approach, repair this. I don't know if you can even bring it up with the fiancé again, but... She just diverted from the topic.
That make any sense to you, Sarah?
Well, it makes sense, but unfortunately nobody's talking but my mom and her fiance.
What do you mean?
You feel like...
Nobody's speaking to anyone.
Do you feel
not like I can call up and be like, I'm sorry, Mom.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I
mean, she won't take my phone call.
Well, that's going to take some time.
Your actions can't be because of somebody else's reactions, you know?
Do you feel like this whole thing last night caused more of an alliance between her and her fiancé?
Yes.
The opposite of what you were trying to do?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I mean, if you look back at it, Sarah, here, nothing good came of this.
No.
Nothing.
Except that we got our feelings out.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that, I think, if they're genuine, yeah.
I think something good could have been, I don't think it's a wasted action. I think something good could eventually come out of it. Because she, I mean, your mom now sees how hurt you and, you know, her two children are.
And maybe they won't get married, who knows?
Well.
Carla, good morning. You're on the Burt Show, all the hits, Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say, she just completely went about this the wrong way. She should have approached her mother first and pulled her mother aside and said, look, Mom, you know, this is your history. Are you sure you're doing the right thing? You know, maybe you guys need to sit down and talk about this. But to go to him behind her back, of course she feels betrayed. Who wouldn't? I wouldn't take her phone calls either. I mean, she completely went behind her mother's back and tried to undermine, you know, the relationship that she has with this man, and she is a grown-up, and he's a grown-up. And does he not have any idea? You know, certainly he knows that this is going to be her fourth marriage. Certainly he knows that obviously she's not too great at it, but it's not your place to step. She's not your child. She's not your child. You know, maybe this will be different if she was your child, but she's an adult. And for you to step in, of course she feels betrayed. Who wouldn't feel betrayed by that?
First of all,
now you've ruined your relationship with these people that you claim to care so much about.
I'm not even going to try to speak.
Have a good day.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you act like an adult. And second of all, my mother and I have had conversations in the past about her behavior, and she's completely oblivious to hurting other people.
But I think you just have to let it go. Like, if you
know... That's not your job to police that.
Yeah, you just go and live your life. I mean...
Normally, in the last two marriages, I didn't do a thing. I became very close to this man. He became like my father, and I did not want to see him hurt.
See, I think that's where this all stems from. I really think that you associate every man that she marries with your father.
And that relationship.
You got to look out for you and stop looking out for your mom. Like, let her do what she's going to do. Just make your... Make sure yourself are protected.
And the thing is, you feel like your mother betrayed your father. Well, you betrayed your mother last night.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that kind of hurt. Like, as a parent, the only thing you hope for as your children get older is that they still honor you and they still understand you. And, I mean, essentially, we want to be our children's heroes. And to hear the disappointment and to hear the betrayal actually come out of my own child's mouth... That how much of a disappointment and how much I disapprove of their life and how it would cut to the core for me.
Yeah, but you've never done anything bad to your children.
What I'm saying here
is...
idealistically. What I'm saying to you is just to hear that kind of betrayal. I mean, if you approach your mom, that's one thing. That's not betrayal. That's confronting. But when you step out of the family... And you talk to a third party about it, it takes it to a completely different element.
Even if they deserve it? Like, I don't agree with her actions exactly, but in theory, what you're saying is that, like, if you apply it to your life, I mm-hmm. mean, you've said some pretty bad things about your parents, mm-hmm. but they weren't the best parents. So you're almost giving her the opposite of advice of your actions in the past.
I'm not exactly sure how that... By me relaying what happened with my family is the same as going, like, right to my dad's girlfriend.
Okay. I don't think that it's the same thing, but just the advice that you were giving her, if you gave that to yourself, it would be different. You know what I mean?
No, because I confronted my dad. I wouldn't go ahead and confront...
Yeah, but how did your dad respond?
Terribly. Terribly.
Okay, I confronted my mom. It depends on your relationship with his wife.
I just think, I don't know what your agenda is. Like, what final goal are you trying to achieve? You did your part by going to your mom. Okay, so your mom didn't respond to it. Okay, fine. Then you move on with your life. You did what you did. You did what you could. I respect Bert because he directly went to his father and tried it on several occasions. He didn't get the happy ending he may have wanted, but at least he did it. And he walks away knowing he did the right thing. For you, I don't know. You keep going and you keep going. You think your mother's stubborn. You're being stubborn too. And I don't know what your end goal is.
I really don't have a goal anymore.
I can't say, because, you know, making it more personal, like Jen was doing with your family, Bert, mm-hmm. like I can't, like, I can almost see where Jen's coming from, because I think if your dad found himself a great girl,
mm-hmm.
but you knew that he didn't change his ways and you loved that girl, I could see you going to her. I could see you struggling with it, but I could see in the end you going, like, look, I don't think you see this side of my dad, but this is what happened when I was growing up, and I know it's still going on now.
I don't know. I can't deny that. Let me take a support call for you, because you're taking a lot of...
Because you're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, you're getting your ass kicked by our listeners, so let's at least get some representation from the other side before we move on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to call and say, okay, look, maybe she didn't go about it the best way, but the fact is, at least she's grown up with some morals, no thanks to her mother. And she feels a responsibility to tell this guy, look, this is how my mother is. You need to be aware. Whether she went to her mother or not, because she's probably tried to go to her mother before, she's gotten nowhere. So she felt responsible. She has a conscience, and she has some morals.
All right. Now the calls are starting to come in supporting you. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I totally agree with her. If my mother or my father had done that, I would absolutely do the same exact thing that she did. I absolutely agree with her.
I think she sold me.
She sold you on
yep.
it?
I'm
not seeing it that way.
How many chances does she give her mom to screw up someone else's life that affects her? Like, your argument is, well, she's an adult.
I think this had very little to do with the fiance, and had, like Melissa said, had everything to do with her relationship with her mom.
Well, we can only go by what she's saying, and she's saying it's not about the relationship with her mom.
So why is she... Well, Jeff, you had the opinion, you know, similar to mine earlier
uh-huh.
about she's, you know, move on. Like, you are an adult. You're a 28-year-old woman that needs, instead of being so obsessed with your mother's relationship, move on. Let it evolve the way it's supposed to.
Because your mom is bringing people into your life. Like, that's your mom, and she's bringing in a stepdad. And even if you are 28 years old, I mean, that's...
But she doesn't dictate the family. She's not the matriarch of the family, and she can't tell everybody what to do.
If the mom is immature, somebody has to be mature, and sometimes that's the kid.
She's not her mom's mom. Sorry.
Once again, these family things are so complicated. That's why I endorse cut everybody off. Everybody. Mothers, fathers, cousins, brothers, everybody. You don't have to worry about this. Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
All right. Thank you for sharing with us. You certainly gave us something to chew on for a while. I'm sorry it didn't work out the way you liked it to, you know?
And it won't always be this way. I mean, let things simmer, but I mean... Things always change within a family, and it can always get better. It can.
No, I hear you. I'm going to try to call him, so we'll see what happens.
We're going to keep in touch with you, because I know we're going to get a ton of emails from people that want to hear from you over the next couple of weeks. Okay. So we'll keep in touch with you. Is that cool?
Cool.
Good luck.
Thanks, okay, Sarah.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.